It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Amber May Show. I'm so happy you are here. Well, today, I want to also invite you to Reunion Community Church. If you are looking for church home and you live in the Phoenix area, come visit our church. It's phenomenal. And I'm blessed that God brought me to that church. And if you don't live in the Phoenix area, you're looking to find a great fellowship, pray about it. Ask God to lead you to where you should be, because where God wants you to be and where he should be is the best place on earth. And I have been looking for a church like Reunion for a long time, and I finally found it. And I feel like that's home, and our pastor is phenomenal with the word. It's such a loving community. I've made so many friends there, and I really feel the presence of God moving, and it was moving strong on Sunday. And some of the things my pastor brought up on Sunday were pretty powerful things. And we were looking at Romans chapter 10. And we were looking at a few verses in Romans, and it was about going out and giving the message of good news. If you remember the show I did a couple weeks back called What If? What If was about this very message, essentially. If you never, ever told someone there's hope in life, that there is someone that can love them when they're unlovable, that could change their life forever. If you never told them, they're going to live in darkness. They're going to live in sorrow, pity. They're going to live in depression, possibly. Not being able to get out and conquer whatever hardship they're facing right now. And that's the whole concept that I want to share with you, because I can't stress it enough. If you want to change the world, it's possible. If you're tired of the immorality that's going on in the world, and if you just want to know the truth, if you're someone who just wants to know the truth, I have it right here for you. There's so many other messages out there about people wanting to know the truth. And they say they have the truth, but they really don't. There are so many people out there that say they have the truth, but to be honest with you, it's lies. And some people are doing it just to gain power and control. There's different messengers out there. Do you want to know who the messengers are? Well, number one is Satan himself. He poses as an angel of light, and he says that he knows the truth, and he'll whisper things in your ear, and it sounds really good and truthful, but everything that comes out of his mouth are lies, because he's the father of lies. Jesus said himself that everything that he speaks is lies. There's no truth in anything he says. The second type of messenger are men and women who mean well but don't know what they're talking about. They didn't spend time studying. They didn't spend time really learning what the truth is. And then there's men and women that have their own message and their own mission. And those are the ones I want to concentrate most today, because there's so many religions in this world, and they say that they have the truth and that there's multiple ways to heaven. But I'm telling you, there's not multiple ways to heaven. There's only one way to heaven. And these people who have their own message and their own mission, what do they gain from it? They gain power. They gain money. They gain respect. But where is it at the end? What do they really gain? You know, at the end of the day, when they have to meet the Lord God, they lose everything, because they have to go to the pit of hell. And everyone who follows them follows the same, because they believed in lies. And I'm here today to tell you about the truth. And the truth that I have can change your life forever. It's not something that is here today and gone tomorrow. This truth that I have for you has lasted generation upon generation, and it's been here since the beginning of time. And this truth I have will never end. You know what Jesus told the Pharisees, people who claimed that they were of God, men of God? Pretty powerful stuff. This is in John chapter 8, 38 through 44. I am telling you that I have seen the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your Father. They said to him, Abraham is our father. If you were Abraham's children, Jesus said, then you would do what Abraham did. What did Abraham do? He had faith. As it is, you are looking for a way to kill me, a man who has told you the truth. But I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You were doing the works of your own father. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I come here from God. I've not come on you on my own, but God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning. This is the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. He is the father of lies. So all these other people that are telling you they have the truth, they don't have the truth. Their father is of the devil. This is the truth. This is the world-changing truth. This is the truth that will set you free from captivity. Do you want to know it? The truth is, there is a God up in heaven who loved you so much, and he died for you, and his name is Jesus. Jesus and God are one and the same. There's three parts of God. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and it baffles our mind. But go with me for a minute. This God came down as a servant, as you and I, as his creation. And he was sent here, and people didn't just love and adore him. He was hated by people. People were cruel to him. People kicked him out of their towns. And all he did was heal people and set people free from their bondage that they were in. And he loved them, and he never said an ill word to them. And the devil hates Jesus. Some religions say that Jesus is the devil's brother. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus and the devil are never brothers. God created the devil, which means Jesus created the devil. But at the time, he was an angel of light in heaven, and he was the highest angel, the most beautiful angel, the Bible says. But he wanted to be like God, and he convinced a whole bunch of angels up there that he was God, and God wasn't going to have that. How could a creation, something you created, want to take your place? That's silly. That's stupid. I created you. You cannot be God. It's impossible. So God threw him and the angels, now known as demons, out of heaven. And they're never able to come back because they knew the truth. They were there when they saw creation, and they knew. God didn't keep anything from them. They knew the truth. And yet they decided to follow something that wasn't truthful. They knew exactly who God was, and they knew Lucifer, the angel of light who became Satan. They knew he wasn't God, and he never would be God. And so he cast him out. And now this devil goes around and tries to get everybody else to go with him, because the devil knows that the only way to hurt God is to take his beautiful creation, who he loved, who he died for, and send him to hell with him. That's his only goal. He will tell you wonderful things to your ear. He will tell you lies. That's why we have so many religions out there, because he wants to corrupt the only truth. And the only truth is that Jesus can set you free from wherever you are in your life. Whether you're about to take your own life with a bullet, whether you just can't stop drinking, whether you keep shooting heroin, whether you keep having sex with all kinds of men, whether you abuse your children, whether you are a murderer, whether you've raped a lot of people, whether you're just a good person, it doesn't matter, because even good people go through hard times. And God doesn't care. He loves you, and he wants to set you free from all that. And all he wants to do is have you in his home at the end of the day in heaven. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And when I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. But I'm gone to prepare a place for you. So when Jesus left this earth, all he was doing was preparing your mansion up in heaven. It's hard to wrap your mind sometimes around something that could love you so much even when you don't love yourself or when people think you're unlovable. So why are you going to let the devil have victory over you? Because he has the power over you. Why are you going to give him that power? You know, Jesus himself told these Pharisees, these quote-unquote religious people, that your father is the devil because you're following him. You're obeying him. So there's all these religions out there. There's the Buddhist religion. There's the Islam religion. There's the Mormon religion. There is Hindu. There's so many religions out there, and it's so sad because Satan is so good at his job by deceiving people. He takes a little bit of truth and he turns that truth into a lie. And because there's a little element of truth, it makes it believable. You know the most beautiful thing I've heard at church on Sunday? We were worshiping God the Father. We were worshiping God. And next to me was this little boy. Couldn't have been older than 5 years old, probably younger than that. And he was singing to Jesus. He was singing to God. And that melted my heart, that this little boy was telling God how much he loved him. The sweet, innocent voice. And it just stopped me in my tracks. And all I wanted to do was listen to that little boy sing to God about how much he loved him. And I was thinking, if I was God up in heaven and I had this little boy who told me how much he loved me, how much he cared for me, I think that would have been the sweetest sound I ever heard if I was God. And if I was God, I'd want to come down to earth and just give that boy a big hug. He's so innocent. He hasn't been corrupted by the world yet. And thank God the devil hasn't come and destroyed his life yet. Sometimes the devil tries to come at children at such a young age because he knows that if he can get them young, it'll be so much easier to take them to hell with them when they're older, because they'll hate God so much. So I'm asking you, do you want to change the world? This is how you change the world. You open your mouth and you tell someone Jesus loves you. Where you are hurting, God wants to be in that hurt and heal that pain that you're going through. If you're not going through any pain right now, God wants you to know he wants to take care of you. He wants to have this best friend relationship with you. And I strongly encourage you, if you have children, young children, get this truth into them now. You don't want this father of lies, this angel from the pit of hell coming to steal your kid. I want you to think about this little boy, five years old, just singing to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, singing to the God who died for you, singing to the God who died for me, singing to the God who forgave me for everything I've been through and everything I've said terrible to him and all the bad thoughts I've ever had. I'm a good person, but you know what? In comparison to a righteous God, I am nothing but a sinful, horrible human being that doesn't deserve to have the love of God. And that's why the whole idea is called grace, because you don't deserve it. If I had to stand before God right now, the only way I could do it is because Jesus said, Father, forgive her. She didn't know what she did. Because the Bible says that there is an intercessor that sits at the right hand of the Father pleading for us. And once we put the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, over us by asking him, Lord, forgive me. I know you died on the cross. I know you rose again, and I know I'm a sinner. But all I want is that relationship with you. If I had to stand before God without saying those words, I would not be able to, because you cannot stand before a holy, righteous God as a sinful human being. It's impossible. You can't. You would die. This God that I'm talking about loved us so much. And I've told you time and time before that he thinks about you every day. He knit you together in your mom's womb. He put a plan and a purpose for you. And the only thing he wants for you is hope and a future. He wants good things for you. But if you don't open your mouth and tell that to somebody else, they are under the father of lies. And they won't know the truth. And when hard times hit them, all they're going to do is suffer and go into a depression and go to drugs, go to sex, go to alcohol, commit suicide. Because all the devil wants to do is take you to hell with him. Because he knows that's the only way he can hurt God. And all he is evil. When you take the D out of devil, you have evil. Today is your day that God wants you to come and be with him. Today is your day. You don't have tomorrow, you just have today.